Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today has brought mild weather across major cities in Israel. In Tel Aviv, it's sunny with a light breeze, perfect for a stroll along the promenade. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Haifa sees a few clouds but remains dry. As evening approaches, expect cooler temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the IDF attacked Dayeh in Beirut in response to Hezbollah drone attacks earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post discusses concerns over Trump's negotiation strategy, which may lead to an unfavorable deal for Israel this past hour. Also this hour, according to JNS, the IDF hit Hezbollah in Beirut as a response to cross-border attacks. Separately, Axios reported that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire in earlier reporting. And finally, in earlier reporting from Reuters, Israel topped the list of countries with the highest number of COVID-19 booster shots administered per capita. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Oseran, a commentator, reminded us just minutes ago that Hezbollah launched 3 drones into Israeli territory, prompting Israel's response. He highlights that Hezbollah and Iran are challenging Lebanon's sovereignty. Al Arabiya English, an international news service, posted just now that the Israeli military confirmed a precise strike on a Hezbollah command center in Beirut's southern suburbs. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, shared footage just minutes ago of the Israeli airstrikes in southern Beirut, noting that civilian cars were nearby. The strikes reportedly targeted Hezbollah communications equipment. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's actions in Beirut. Ynet confirms that the target was a Hezbollah command center. This move follows Hezbollah's drone attacks on Israeli territory. The Prime Minister's office asserts that Israel will not tolerate such provocations. The implications are clear. Tensions between Israel and Hezbollah are escalating, potentially affecting regional stability. Turning to the concerns over Trump's negotiation strategy, the Jerusalem Post highlights fears that his approach of combining talks with strikes may not serve Israel's interests. The risk is an agreement that leaves Iran's nuclear capabilities unchecked. This could undermine Israel's security and diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Iran's missile launch towards Israel, as reported by Axios, marks a significant escalation. This action could unravel ongoing negotiations and reignite conflict. Israel's likely response may further complicate the fragile ceasefire with potential diplomatic fallout. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports a peculiar case involving Naor Zion, who accused the police of car theft, only to find his car was seized by the tax authority. Separately, CTEC warns of currency pressure, turning Israel's high-tech sector into what lawyers call a ticking time bomb. The sector faces challenges with a 20% drop in the dollar-eroding revenues. And finally, Globes highlights a study showing the public sector's struggle to attract top talent. Over the past decade, fewer employees with high psychometric scores have joined, raising concerns about the sector's future efficiency. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.